If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
Going great. Tough weekend for me, but ready to bounce back. A lot of great sporting events to look forward to when it comes to betting, so I'm pretty juiced.
Nice. Absolutely. And with us for at least a little while is Dirty Mike. Dirty Mike, how's it going, bud?
It's going good, boys. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Coming off a pretty hot gambling week myself, so hopefully that streak continues. So to start off the episode, we're going to give you some NBA and NHL playoff updates. In the NBA, the Bucks are up 1-0 over the Heat. We got game two in that series tonight. We also have the Trailblazers up 1-0 over the Nuggets. Game two is tonight as also, so that's the two games that are tonight in the NBA playoffs. And then the Nets are up 1-0 over the Celtics with game two coming tomorrow. Suns are up 1-0 over the Lakers with Game 2 coming tomorrow, and the Mavericks are up 1-0 over the Clippers with Game 2 tomorrow. So, you know, the NBA playoffs are just getting started, but still a lot of action. There was a lot of good games in the first games of these series, so hopefully that continues. NHL playoff update. The Boston Bruins moved on after beating the Washington Capitals, I believe, 4-1 in the series. The Penguins and the Islanders are tied 2-2, and Game 5 is tonight. The Maple Leafs and the Canadiens are tied 1-1, with Game 3 coming tonight. And like we said, the Canadian division is just a little bit behind because they started a week later because of COVID. And then this one, the Lightning are up 3-1 over Diz's Florida Panthers with Game 5 tonight. Diz, how are we feeling about the Panthers?
It was really frustrating because I was moving into a new house on Saturday, but I kind of had the game streamed and I was kind of following along, and just we had 41 shots on goal and we only had 2 goals. Vasilevsky's just next level. It just sucked. Like, we were playing better than them the first and second periods. And then the third period, we took some cheap shots, or we gave them some cheap shots, and we just kind of gave up at the end. But I got some best bet action. I'm aware that our season is over, but I'm going to try to make some money off the high shot count going forward. Also, did you see the Predators Hurricanes? Taylor Lewan pounding a beer on the Jumbotron and taking his shirt off?
Absolutely, yeah.
And that was fantastic. I bet on a Hurricanes sweep, and it's 2-2 right now. I can't believe that.
Well, yeah, and if there's a place that is benefiting from kind of COVID being over and fans coming back in the stands, number one is probably Madison Square Garden. Number two is Nashville. So definitely big time there. But moving on, the Winnipeg Jets are up 3-0 on the Oilers with Game 4 coming tonight. Might get a sweep there. And the Golden Knights are up 3-1 over the Wild with Game 5 tonight, which that kind of hurts one of your outstanding best bets there, Diz.
Yeah, it's not great.
But hey, anything can happen, right? It's the playoffs, it's hockey, anything can happen. So that's all we've got there.
That's right. That's right, baby. Not giving up.
Diz, do you have anything you want to touch on before we go into best bets?
Oh, yeah. French Open starts next week. There's some qualifying going on. I watched a little bit of some qualifying matches on ESPN Plus today. Just great to see the clay flying out there at Roland Garros. I will preface by saying I did play tennis growing up. And tennis, I will willingly admit, is not a fun sport to watch. But it's also a sport where if you have money on it, it goes from not fun at all to insanely fun. And you kind of start to realize how important some points are, and people are getting broken and an ace and double faults, and like just how important every point can be. So tennis is one of those sports where if you bet on it, it's so much more fun to watch. That's kind of how I feel about hockey too. But the French Open, I put more money down on the French Open than any other sporting event. Year round. Obviously, it's because it lasts weeks long, but cumulatively, I spend way more money on the French Open than any other sporting event. So I'm excited to give you those picks. And yeah, just looking forward to the French Open. I'm excited. I always do parlays too, so I feel like Patty Parlays is going to be a fan of my picks. You got to do favorite parlays because on the clay, favorites dominate more than any other Grand Slam. So favorites parlays, maybe even have some 4 or 5 leg parlays. I know that gets Patty Parlays going. So I'm excited for the French Open next week.
You do know I'm a sucker for a good parlay. And yeah, I mean, I used to come to you for these tennis bets because you had a phenomenal record with them. And so you're definitely the tennis guy, and a little tease for some upcoming episodes and possibly some best bets for when that French Open gets going.
Sure.
All right, let's review best bets from Friday. I went 1-2. I've gone extremely cold when it comes to best bets, but that's usually how it goes. You know, if the Hail Mary parlay is feeling pretty good and the best bets aren't doing so hot, and then if the best bets are really hot, then the Hail Mary parlay is not doing so good. But we'll get back on track here. Diz, how'd your best bets do on Friday?
I went 3-2. My Martingale on Wednesday about JT, Jay Spieth, and Rory all making the cut, that didn't hit because JT missed the cut. So that hurts. But then rightfully so, my $10 Martingale hit. It was Ja Morant against Steph Curry, points, rebounds, and assists, plus 13.5. And Ja Morant absolutely balled out in that game. I don't know if anyone watched that, but he I think he beat Steph Curry straight up, and I had plus 13.5. So that Martingale hit. So we're resetting, and you better believe I have another Martingale tonight. And then I had 4 overs in the NHL, the all 4 5.5 games that were played on Friday night, and I hit 2 of the 4. So lost money on the overs in the NHL, but we made up for it by hitting that $10 Martingale. So profitable Friday night.
Nice. Absolutely love it. I've been hammering the overs in the NHL playoffs, and they've been pretty good to me. So now let's go into our best bets for the night. Dirty Mike, do you have any bets you want to grace us with real quick?
So my best bets for last week for the golf, did not pick any of the winners right. My 2 Hail Mary picks, neither one of them made the cut. but it was exciting to watch golf this weekend, and old man Phil somehow won at 50 years old. So that gives me some encouragement to, you know, I still got 19 years to play some good golf.
Yeah, sure. Let's go with that one. And I know, you know, our mom's happy about Phil winning. She always picks him in all these majors, and finally he pulls one out at his old age. So definitely good stuff there. But Mike, do you have any best bets for tonight?
Oh, my bad. Yes, I got the Cardinals and White Sox. They're playing on ESPN tonight. It's 2 like league leaders, so it should be a really good game. I'm going with the Cardinals just because I can't go against my Cardinals. But it should be a good game.
Nice. Love it. Absolutely love it. So now we'll get into my best bets of the night. So my best bets have been cold, like I mentioned. So I'm going back to what I know, my bread and butter. I'm going back to the NBA. The first best bet for the night in the NBA, I got Bucks minus 4.5 versus the Heat. So in game 1, the Bucks ended up winning, but they didn't cover the spread. But I got some stats from game 1 that'll kind of, you know, form the picture here. So in game 1, the Heat hit 23 pointers, which is 40% and they shot 40% from the 3-point line in game 1. The Bucks hit 5 3-pointers, which was 16% from 3 in game 1. Quick math. 15, which is the differential between the threes made by the two teams, times 3 points, 45. So the Heat outscored the Bucks by 45 points from distance in game 1, and they still lost by 2 points. Also, the Bucks shot 61% from the free throw line in game 1. The Heat shot 79%. I think the Bucks couldn't have played worse, and the Heat couldn't have played better, and the Heat still lost by 2 points. Give me the Bucks minus the 4.5 here.
That's a good number. That's a good stat. I really like that. I think Bucks will cruise. I really wanted the Heat to win game 1 because I wanted the Bucks value on tonight's game to be better than it should be. Do we know the moneyline value bet?
For the Bucks?
Yeah.
One second, let me look it up real quick here. So the money line right now, and the line has actually shifted more. So it's now Bucks -5, but I got them at Bucks -4.5. But the money line right now is at -210 for the Bucks.
Okay, that's not bad. That's not bad. I don't think I'll put money on the money line, but yeah, I was really hoping the Heat were going to win so I could get good value. But that 3-point stat is very interesting. Makes you wonder what the score would be if Bucks get hot behind the 3-point line.
Yeah, or even if they hit their free throws. I saw something that Giannis alone, and they for some reason they kept giving Giannis the ball at the end of the game, even though he had a terrible free throw shooting day. They kept showing the stats for it, but Giannis from free throw on it was Saturday. So Giannis from the free throw line on Saturday went 6 of 13 from the free throw line. He probably shot 6 or 7 of them in the last minute of regulation. For some reason, Giannis just kept getting the ball, and instead of Giannis passing the ball to someone else, he just kept holding on to the ball and getting fouled and missing free throws. He even had one instance in the game where Giannis got a 10-second violation from the free throw line, which means that it's a violation. The free throw doesn't count.
He took too long?
Yes, because he took too long in the free throw line. And so
that's nuts.
If anything, I bet you Giannis goes out there tonight and hits 10 of 12 or something. I bet you they worked on nothing but free throws and 3-pointers after game one. But I just think none of that could be any worse for the Bucks, and I think the Bucks end up cruising easily here.
I think that's a good call. I agree.
My next best bet of the night, I'm going Nuggets -2 versus the Trailblazers. Now, similar situation here. Trailblazers in game one hit 19 3-pointers and shot 47.5% in game one from threes. The Nuggets hit 11 threes, which is 31% in game one. Quick math again, eight differential times 3 points. That's 24-point differential, and the Nuggets lost by 14 points in game one. Now, this one I don't feel as confident as I do with the Bucks one, because obviously, saying that, they're going to catch up and even from 3-point line, yada, 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 but there's still enough of a buffer there that I like the Nuggets here. And then Jokic, which is going to be the MVP of the league, he had only one assist in game one. He averaged 8.3 assists in the regular season. I don't know if it was his teammates weren't hitting shots or maybe he wasn't passing as much in game one, but I expect a triple-double tonight, which brings me to my side sauce of the night. If you go on to FanDuel, you do a player performance double, do Jokic triple-double and the Nuggets to win, you can get that at +870.
Oh, my Lord.
So that's my side sauce of the night and my best bet of the night, Nuggets -2 versus the Trailblazers.
What time does that game start?
Oh, the Nuggets game, I think, starts at 10 o'clock or something crazy.
I might take that player performance double. That's awesome.
It starts at 10 p.m. tonight. And if the Nuggets are going to win and they're going to cover, they're going to need a huge performance from Jokic. So triple-double, I think, is not that crazy here.
I agree.
And so my final best bet of the night, we're going back to the ice and we're going back to an over. But this time I'm going Panthers Lightning over 6.5. So in this series, these teams are averaging 8 goals per game. I really wish I could have gotten this at 5.5, but I still feel confident about the over of the 6.5 here. So give me the Panthers Lightning over 6.5.
Stole me. Stole me, Bob. That's what I had.
I'm sorry. I should have known you were going to do that, but I had to.
I mean, I think there were 70 shots on goal on Saturday. And the team that only had 2 goals shot 41 of them. That's insane to me.
Yeah, you would expect at some point something to kind of sneak through, right?
Yeah, hey, group betting is winning betting.
That's right, but Diz, I do have a question for you. Is that goalie for the Panthers okay?
Oh my God, he got murdered. Well, it was a shitty situation in all parts because Kucherov got pushed into our goalie, and Kucherov got called on the penalty. So, Driger is definitely hurt. I don't even know if he's playing tonight. I haven't followed that, but he was like, lights went out. Like, you could tell, like, he was not okay. But then Kucherov gets the pin when he got pushed into the goalie. So Kucherov got boned. The Lightning got screwed over. Don't worry, we didn't score on the power play. no surprise there. But yeah, I hope Drieger's all right. Really have no clue, but I just hope Bob isn't starting tonight, man. He didn't. A lot of it wasn't on him, but he gave up like 5 goals in like the first like 14 shots or something heinous like that. So I'm hoping we get somebody else in there.
Yeah, it was very poor defense by the Panthers, but yeah, some of that you still got to
see. I disagree.
Here.
I disagree because we're like aggressive and on the attack the whole time. I think our defense was okay. Only allowing like 29 shots or whatever from the Lightning is like one of the lowest they've had like ever. And like, it's like the low, that's low for them this season. And it's just like a deflection, like a breakaway. It's like, it's just kind of unfortunate. The defense wasn't the issue. It's that you got to score more than 2 goals on 41 shots.
That's fair, but also you got to look at the quality of the shots, right? Like,
Vasilevsky was putting on a clinic.
Well, I'm talking about from the Lightning perspective. You're saying, you know, only 29 shots. Yeah, that's low, but if you're making, you know, 6 of those goals on 29 shots, I mean, that's just efficient more than saying that the defense was good. But anyways, What do you got? We already kind of got one of yours, but what do you got for your best bets of the night, Diz?
Yeah, so agreement with the Panthers Lightning over 6.5. Just so many shots on goal, and I'm aware that the Panthers will probably lose. I think Tampa Bay is minus 400 to win this game going away, and I don't disagree with that. I don't know if it will be close, but I know that the Panthers are going to put crazy shots on, and I think there's going to be more than 6.5 goals. There's been more than 6.5 in every game so far. Some games have had like 10 or 11, or game 3 had 11, which is just insane. So yeah, that's my first one. I already talked about it. And then my second one, is a martingale, just because we hit on Friday. We're doing another martingale. It will be a $5 martingale because it's my initial bet. $5 to win $5. It is not an odds boost. I found an even spread. And it is Orioles Twins. Straight up, money lines were even. So I just picked the Twins because they're the home team. So I got the Twins at even, $5 to win $5. I'm up $26 so far when you net my profit. It should be 20 if all bets were even, but since of the odds boost, I've got an extra $6. So I'm up $26 profit so far in my martingales, and this is my first one that's not an odds boost, and I'm taking the Twins because they're at home. That's all my best bets.
All right. Love it. Hopefully that martingale stays hot. And if you don't know what the martingale theory is, go check out our episode titled Martingale Theory, and you'll know what Diz is talking about. Now it's time for everyone's favorite part of the episode, the Hail Mary Parlay of the Day. Today's is $1 to win $640.69. The first three here are in the NBA, or the first three here are my best bets. So you got NBA, you got the Nuggets -2 versus the Trailblazers, and then Bucks -4.5 versus the Heat. And then the NHL, we got the Panthers versus the Lightning over 6.5 goals. And then the other 7 here are in the MLB. And these are wild, and these are going to make Diz throw up, like, on the spot. He's going to hate these. So we got Phillies versus Marlins, first 5, under 3.5 runs. We got Tigers, first 5, -0.5 a run. Rockies versus Mets, under 6.5 runs. We got Orioles, first 5.
Did you say
what?
First 5, under half a run? You think there's
no. No.
Runs scored in the first 5 innings of a game?
No. The first 5 minus a half a run, which means the Tigers have to win by more than, or have to win the first 5.
I got you. I thought you were, I about vomited on air.
Yeah. But just don't worry. We're getting there. So I think I left off with the Orioles first 5 money line, which goes against Diz's Twins best bet, or Martingale. Then I got Padres versus Brewers first five under 3.5 runs. Cardinals versus White Sox first five under 4.5 runs. And then Mariners versus Athletics under 7.5 runs. So literally it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 baseball unders. And Diz has never been one to take an under.
Kind of makes me sick, but it's not the first thing you've done that I've disagreed with. So it's fine. I'll let it slide.
At least I have the Panthers Lightning over in there to kind of try to make up for a little bit of it, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, Diz, you got anything to get off your chest before we call it a night?
I think just really juiced for the French Open. I can't say it enough. I'm going to have more best bets than I ever had before. I'm going to have parlays. I'm going to have people I don't even know. I'm just looking at value. Obviously, I know most of the players, but there's going to be someone I don't know how to pronounce, so I just want to preface that right now. I'm going to fake it till I make it, and I'm going to act like I know how to pronounce their names, and I'm going to win some money. I've not lost money on a French Open ever since I started betting on them in 2018. So 3 straight French Opens. I'm hoping to cash out, hoping to make a lot of money, and hope you guys join me for the ride. Still a week out, but just wanted to preface it.
Nice. Love it. And the fact that you haven't lost money on a French Open, even well before gambling was legal, is incredible. All right. Thank you, everyone, again, for listening. Make sure you guys tell a friend, be a friend, tell a friend, gamble together. Don't be afraid to tell some random person that you are into sports gambling and then tell them to check out the show. I'm just saying, we got to work in this together, betting together, winning together. There's no better feeling. I know me and Diz were texting back and forth about the Panthers Lightning game the other day. And, I have no interest in hockey. I have no favorite team in hockey, but just gambling on it with Diz and just being able to text back and forth, even though we were nowhere near each other, was just absolutely electric.
100%.
So be a friend, tell a friend, and gamble and win together. Have a good night, everyone, and we will see you all on Wednesday. Not a one at all. Stop.